This new type of vaccine turned out to be a complete failure. In fact, what they had created was not a vaccine, but an anti-vaccine. Do you remember that we were told that the way out of this pandemic was to get everyone vaccinated? That was what was going to keep us safe. But what I want to show you next was that literally what has happened to Canada is exactly what happened to those laboratory animals that were tested with the vaccine against the very first SARS virus. That so-called vaccine ended up working as an anti-vaccine and made them more vulnerable to the disease than if they had not been vaccinated. So what we now have is a pandemic of the vaccinated. I'm going to show you the evidence that this so-called vaccine is actually an anti-vaccine and that it has increased people's risk. It increases your chance of getting COVID, it increases your chance of spreading COVID, and it damages your immune system to such a degree that you have a higher risk of hospitalization and death. And of course, that's what the narrative that the public health keep telling us, that even though they now admit it doesn't stop you getting COVID, it doesn't stop you spreading COVID, they say it'll keep you out of hospital, at least you won't die. And I'm going to show you the evidence for why that is absolutely false. This is a very important study that came out a few months ago from Cleveland, Ohio. This was a study done on healthcare workers, 51,000 healthcare workers that had had various numbers of COVID injections. The bottom of the graph is the passage of time, and they followed these people for 3 months to see who was getting COVID. And of course, the people that are getting COVID are the people who are spreading COVID. So there are five lines there. The black line at the bottom is the people that were unvaccinated, zero doses of this vaccine. They were getting less COVID than anyone else. The next line up, the red line, is those that had had one dose of the vaccine. The green line, two doses. The blue line, three doses. And the top line, the brown one, were the people that had had the bivalent booster, the one that's supposed to keep you the safest. They were getting COVID more than anyone else. There was an absolute direct linear correlation that the more shots you got, the more likely you would get COVID and the more likely you would spread COVID. So what about severe injury and death? This is from New South Wales, Australia. This is two bar graphs. The one on the left is a bar graph with four bars showing, again, number of vaccine doses. The graph on the left, those columns are people in hospital. The graph on the right is people in ICU. Just for the sake of time and simplicity, let's look at the one of ICU, the graph on the right. You can see the people that had zero doses, in other words, the unvaccinated, there were absolutely none of them in ICU, zero. Of the people that had one shot, very few in ICU. And literally, the more shots they had, the more likely they would end up in ICU. It was an exact linear relationship. The more accumulated damage to your immune system from these boosters, the more harm that you would have from this disease.